Welcome everybody, Shia number 1029. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Doig from Rabbi Aaron Zissel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. Getting back to our malacha of Mechabe, extinguishing a fire. Okay, I just want to go through a few more interesting cases, which everybody should be aware of, in conjunction with Mechabe, a lowering flame, even though it might not entail, like we said, putting out a flame altogether, or electricity for that matter. Some interesting things. A person has sometimes a light dimmer. The Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes. He brings down a few interesting cases, which I just want to go through. Dimming lights constitutes the malacha of mechaba, right? One might think, well, the lights are on. I just want to dim them a little bit. You have these dimmer, the switch. You turn it down a little bit. All I'm doing is dimming the lights. Is that a problem? Yes, that's part of the malacha of mechaba. Like we said, even though one, makes a flame lower, like we spoke about last year, lowering a flame on a gas range is part of mechaba, extinguishing a fire, even though you're just lowering the flame. So the same thing by the light dimmers. He brings out another interesting example, lowering the setting on a heater or refrigerator constitutes mechaba also, right? Let's say the refrigerator is too high. So now on Shabbos, I'm not turning anything off and I just want to lower some of the settings on the refrigerator so it won't be so cold. That is also a problem, lowering the settings on a heater. We're not talking about cases where it's dangerous or whatever. It's just, it's too hot or whatever. So I want to lower the settings on a heater. So that would not be allowed. These are all part of the Isurim of Mechaba. I do want to mention in cases where there's a need, you could call a guy in some of these cases. Let's say the refrigerator is just things are totally frozen or something like that, then it's becoming a problem. Or by the heater, it's just flat out too hot and these type of things. If one needs to call a guy, this is also would be part of which we've spoken about in the past, Shvus to Shvus. When we talk about Shvus to Shvus, B'makom Matzah, Mitzvah, Tzar, Hefsid, and so on, which we're not going to get into all that right now, but need be, it could be done. He goes further to say, even when there's no heat involved, but there is an electric current, okay, even though there's just an electric current, one may not adjust the settings, again, to lower it. We've spoken about, of course, in the past, to raise it, which is the Isser of Maver, the Malach of Maver. Over here, we're dealing with Mechabit, turning it down. He brings down another interesting example. One may not change the strength of a fan from one level to another, right? Right now the fan is on high. My fan is blowing. I have a fan right, and it's on high. It's blowing. It's too drafty for me. So what do I want to do? I want to just lower the setting on a fan. So to change the strength of the fan, to lower it, which would be, again, the mechaba pot, extinguishing a flame, would be a problem. However, he does bring down, which we had in the past, an important thing to keep in mind. However, one may use the oscillating knob to ensure that it only blows, one may use the oscillating knob to ensure that it only blows in one direction, for example, or to allow it to blow in all directions. In other words, there's a little knob up on top that really doesn't affect the electricity. It just sort of like blocks the fan itself. When one has an oscillating fan, it turns. So you could either pull the knob up, right, or it stops turning, or you push it down, and it turns. So it doesn't really affect any electricity over there. It just makes it turn or makes it not turn. So as the function is purely mechanical, that's a mechanical issue over there and not in any way electrical. When you're dealing with changing the strength of the fan, right, I want my fan that's blowing heavy to blow less. So that one has to be careful that you're lessening, again, the same concept that we're lessening the electric flow into the fan because now it's going to use up less strength, right? Just like you can lower it. That's what we spoke about. You can make the fan higher. You also can make the fan lower. So that's what we said. One may not change the strength of the fan from one level to another. But again, the oscillating knob is important to keep in mind. That does come up a lot to ensure that it blows one direction. Let's say it's blowing on somebody. It's drafty, whatever. So I want it to blow away or I want it to turn back and forth or whatever the case is, or it's blowing in one way and now it's hot, so I want it to blow all over the room. So that one would be allowed to move that little adjustable oscillating button back and forth, up and down. Because again, that's a mechanical issue and not an electric issue. Of course, he brings down the whole issue with the opening up doors, windows near flames, and so on. But he brings down one important fact, which one should really keep in mind by the Shabbos like the good, so you can move it around before Shabbos. Obviously, you can't move it on Shabbos, but you move it around before Shabbos. But when it comes to Hanukkah, so as we know, people light Hanukkahs, whatever, the Hanukkah candles either by the door or by the windows. That is the place where people light in general, most of the time anyways, unless it's a particular situation. So one has to be careful that one may not open up the door or window when it will definitely cause a wind to adversely affect the flame, which we spoke about. To be more careful even in conjunction with Hanukkah when that is the time and place where people do light near windows and doors. Now, he brings out an interesting example, actually before Shabbos, but just to bring out the point where we've spoken about the malacha of mechabe, extinguishing a flame, in general, most of the time, is rabbanan, even though, albeit malacha shein sricha legufa, which is a higher level, but one of the ways which we said that it could be, that it would be a deraisa, a positive effect, is whereby one singes a wick to get that it could light better. So he brings out an interesting case, as a sefer, I'm learning Shabbos in 3 minutes, on page 409, that we'll talk about it. Bezras Hashem, we'll try and get to it when we talk about the lighting candles bechlal in general before Shabbos. How to work with that, how to the halachas of lighting candles bechlal, the leichta, and so on. But he does bring down that there is a important thing wrote down in the Shulchan Aruch that the husband should play a part in the mitzvah of the Shabbos lights, if it's possible, and one of the ways of doing so is to actually light the wicks. Of course, we're talking about before Shabbos, obviously, is to light the wicks and extinguish them beforehand, right? That's one way of doing it, that the husband singes the wicks, and therefore, so that it's going to be easier for the wicks to catch fire when their wife is lighting the candles. So that's an interesting point, and he brings down that this is a classic example of the Torah malacha of mechabe, which is performed on Shabbos, which, if performed on Shabbos, it would be as one of the extinguishing, it would be a constructive purpose over here, and that would actually be a deoraisa. Obviously, all this is done before Shabbos, but something like that that's done on Shabbos is a real constructive purpose, and that would be the malacha deoraisa of mechabe. Another interesting thing he brings down, the Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos on page 1259. Similarly, one may not place an inverted glass or jar over a lighted candle. Now, again, we're not talking about nothing to do with oil, nothing to do with regular wax, or a little flame that's going. One may not place an inverted glass or jar over a lighted candle, thereby stifling the flame and causing it to gradually burn out due to lack of oxygen. That cannot be done. It's part of the Melach. It's another interesting example. Brings on Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos. Lowering the thermostat of a central heating in one's house is also a question of mechabe. Again, we said in certain cases a goy could be called, but just for a Jew to lower the thermostat of a central heating is also falls under the malacha of mechabe, extinguishing a fire. Okay, we'll stop over here. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha, Merachah, Kol Tov.